Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday, January 10th, 2014. Hope you had a good week. Looking forward to a great weekend. We are live during the noon hour, 12:04 to 1, each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI. We stream and podcast the show from anywhere in the world, listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Our media partners are tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun and Blog for Arizona. We thank all of our media supporters. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon is with the Tucson City Manager, Richard Miranda. Joining me to question Manager Miranda is Mark Evans. Mark is editor of Inside Tucson Business. If you have a question or comment about the city, you can call us. Mr. Miranda would be happy to entertain your question or comment on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of our show. Over 3,000 people now friends of the Buckmaster Show. Very proud of that fact. Richard Miranda, welcome to the program. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And Mark, hope the week's going well for you.
As long as the weather holds out.
Boy, you can't beat this weather, I'm telling you. In many ways, your tenure as city manager, Mr. Miranda, has been kind of under the radar screen, yet you've managed the city through one of the toughest economic times in memory and simultaneously managing the largest construction project really in the city's history. Managing in a quiet, professional way, is that kind of your comfort zone?
Well, it is, but I think that people have to understand that we have an organization that understands that the community's interests and priorities are paramount, and amplifying that fact almost on a daily basis from the top down is what I think gets the job done. If you look at our basic service delivery, I think you can say it's improved over the past few years, and I think that conscious effort that the organization has to have trust and confidence in our service delivery is what we're talking about. I think the mayor and council has made it very poignant to me that there are some priorities that we need to accomplish. The streetcar is one of them, and we're getting it done. But my style has always been to use my people and surround myself with good people, and I think they're doing an excellent job.
It comes down to the bottom line, doesn't it? People want an officer, a police officer, to respond if they have problems. Same with a fire department official. They want someone, a fireman or firewoman, to come to their home to save their home. They want to drive on roads that are halfway decent, at least. They want garbage pickup, and they want basically overall a kind of a safe environment for a city. Doesn't it really come down to those basics?
Well, again, it comes down to those basics, and I think that the advantage I have growing up in Tucson and knowing a lot of people and people not being afraid to come up to me in the Safeway or at a coffee shop and tell me what the issues are, it comes down to that. They talk about garbage pickup, public safety, the roads, those kinds of things that are observable to the community, not that some of the other issues that are important to the economic development don't come up, but the issues that I hear about are about basic service delivery. So that's why the focus of my administration has been to improve that quality of service.
All right, here's Mark Evans.
So I was going to ask this question after the break, but this topic actually makes this question more relevant. About a year or so ago, we were on the show together, and there had been a spate of controversies between the council and staff where the council was thinking that the staff either wasn't following their direction as they had instructed, or there was withholding information from them. And I asked you what was wrong with the communication between the council and the staff. And now we are a year later, and there's another issue that came up last month with the tax on the water department that was being used to support the general fund. And again, council members said that they felt that the staff didn't give them the information that they needed, but should have been telling them all along that this was happening over the 3 years when they only wanted to do it for a year. So, again, I ask the same question. Is there a problem with the communication between the staff and the council?
Well, I was talking to my department heads yesterday, and typically after every council meeting, I have conversations with council members, and some of the issues come back to we didn't know or we didn't understand, and we have to work on that. I think that there are some issues and concerns and administrations that come about every single day that involved really hundreds of tasks within the city of organization, and I think that it's very important that the council understand those, but sometimes it's very difficult for me and my administration to talk about everything that's going on. But I did have a review by the council back in September. I thought it was fairly positive, but coming out of that, I felt it was important that we work on the communication processes, and I told my staff yesterday that for the goals for this coming year is that we're going to try and enhance that communication as best as we can.
All right. The Buckmaster Show live line number 790-2040. Roger is up first. Roger has a question for City Manager Richard Miranda. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I'm involved in the alarm industry, and one of the problems our industry faces is the city of Tucson outright violates the state constitution and existing state laws, and their attitude towards the small business community is if you have $150,000 to file a lawsuit, go ahead. For instance, the city of Tucson, if your alarm's monitored in the state of Arizona, they charge you a tax on that monitoring, but they exclude companies that are monitored out of state, and that attempts to provide favoritism for the national companies that monitor out of state and punish those who do business in Arizona.
Okay.
And alarms are not communication under the state constitution. If alarms were communication, they would be regulated by the Regulation Commission, and it says that right in Article 15, Section 2 of the state constitution. It's also illegal for a city to misclassify a tax. But when we bring this up to the city, they just tell us, well, you got 45 days to basically come down and argue with somebody who works for us, or else you can continue collecting this from your customers, or else move out of Arizona.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Let's hear what Mr. Miranda has to say to your comment.
Well, I think specific to any ordinance that's passed, that it's always run by the city attorney's office, and they give us advice on how to proceed on those matters. And we start talking about the alarm ordinance and other fees that are associated with running city government, those vetting processes do occur. As we get into our new budget process, the fees that we assess are going to be discussed, and if there are issues associated with any fees, again, they'll be run by our legal staff, and we'll come up with the proper avenue and conduit communication that provides a remedy to assess those fees.
Richard Miranda is with us, Tucson City Manager. The county has decided to go black on all of the stationary all of the photo enforcement operations within Pima County. How about the city? Are you going to stick with the stationary photo enforcement, with the cameras? And the reason I say stationary is because, of course, the county will still use on occasion the radar guns in different mobile locations.
Well, again, the platform for city government is that the mayor and council sets the policy for the city, and I have the job of putting that policy into action. We renewed our contract with the vendor for the cameras this past summer. I expect that the county's action will probably promote some dialogue as to what the city's going to do, but to date I haven't had any council member come to me and that want to put this on the agenda for discussion yet, but that's not to say it isn't going to occur. So it's really not going to be my call. It's going to be the mayor and council's call as to where we proceed with the cameras.
As a former law enforcement official, of course, former police chief, personally, how do you feel about
it? Well, I can say that as the police chief, a number of years ago, I was brought before the mayor and council to discuss the number of incidents that were happening at intersections, particularly with left turns. And the action that was dictated was to come up with an enforcement program that included technology. It also included education and prevention efforts that needed to accommodate and provide that platform. Unfortunately, I've had the situations where I've seen what traffic accidents and the fatalities can cause in terms of loss of life and the hurt that it impacts. So any kind of action that we take in this area, I'm going to be very cognizant and focused on making sure that we're making our community safe.
All right, it's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team specialize in interior painting, drywall repair. They do excellent carpentry work and insurance restoration. I strongly can recommend this company. 520-390-2247, or just check them out on the web. It's Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. And Chris says, please tell your listeners, yes, we welcome credit cards. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
I'm Tony Penn, President and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We can help you receive all the tax credits and deductions for which you are eligible. We're putting thousands of dollars back into our local economy. For more information, visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
If you are a low to moderate income family or individual, you can get your taxes filed for free. With United Way's Tax Preparation Program, IRS certified volunteers help prepare and file your state and federal income taxes. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:21 on this Friday afternoon. Richard Miranda is the Tucson City Manager. He's with us in studio, and so is Mark Evans, who I will turn it over to right now from Inside Tucson Business.
So the latest controversy is over the 4th Avenue Street Fair, and the 4th Avenue Merchants Association saying they had to reduce their number of vendors because of the city's unwillingness to modify its testing schedule for the streetcar. Now the city's saying that, hey, we're willing to make a deal, but the 4th Avenue Association is saying it's too late. Why was the city willing to compromise only after the Star story came out that brought this to everybody's attention?
Well, what's occurring is that the streetcar, and I think the community needs to understand this, the streetcar project is getting near the finish line, and things are happening, and there's got to be accommodation of some of the events that we all know in the past, and the paradigm is shifting. For example, the Tour of Tucson had to make some accommodation. Dia de los Muertos parade had to change second Saturdays. Last May, we had gone to the 4th Avenue Merchants Association and we knew that the streetcar was coming to get into the finish line, and they were going to have to make some adjustments with the fair. And they had come up with a plan to move some vendors to some other streets other than where we needed them to move. What wasn't included into the equation was that there was a project going on with the Army Corps of Engineers in Pima County, a drainage project along the lines that were going to provide some deficiencies in access to the fair. So this week, when we learned about that, we met with the Merchants Association, the County Army Corps of Engineers, accommodated us and said they could delay their project and that we could go back to the original plan. And that's what we've communicated to FAMA, that the original plan that was designed in May could be now implemented. The communication that I got back today, that there's a feeling that maybe it's a little bit too late for them to notify their vendors, but as we speak, we're trying to work through some of those issues and come to some sort of solution. But again, I think that what I'm feeling in the community is that the streetcar is now coming to fruition, and there are issues that are coming about in terms of traffic, pedestrians, bicycles that are really getting amplified by the fact that this project is coming to a culmination and we're getting ready for implementation. But the issue with the street fair and the other special events are ones that we had planned for, we're working through, and that, again, there's going to have to be a paradigm shift in terms of how we handle these events because of the project.
Just quickly, what's the estimated date right now for ribbon cutting and putting people on the streetcar?
We're shooting for July 1st as the date, because we want to make sure that we're ready for the opening of the University of Arizona fall semester because, again, the streetcar is going to be running through the University of Arizona. We think that a predominant amount of our people using streetcar will be students, and we want to be able to accommodate that opening. So a July date is what we're shooting for so that we can kind of do a soft opening, run through all the issues that are going to occur with the implementation of that and be ready for this fall semester.
City of Tucson this week finalized its contract with OB Sports to provide management of the city's municipal golf courses. That agreement marks the implementation of the mayor and council's direction to maintain operation of the city's five municipal courses, Manager Miranda, in a more cost-effective manner.
Yes, about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, the council brought forward the issue that golf was running in a deficit, and they had given us direction to make sure that we put together a plan that would at least head us toward financial stability with golf. Included in that plan was going out for a request for proposal for management services of the golf courses, with the goal of keeping the golf courses open, all five of them, and really maintaining the municipal golf experience so that those of us who grew up on those golf courses could assure that the future for golf in Tucson, particularly with municipal golf, was going to have some vitality. So this week we finalized the contract with OB Sports, a company that has a tremendous experience in terms of golf management. We are in the transition phase of that contract, and they're shooting for a February 1st operation opening for our golf courses. I got to amplify the fact that I think that Tucson City Golf and the people who work for there did an excellent job over the years, but overall, globally, golf has taken a hit in terms of its participation, and we're not the only municipality in the country, probably globally, that has experienced this, and we're taking some steps that I think that are going to head us in the direction where the mayor and council wants us to go.
Here's Mark Evans again.
Speaking of privatizing some city services, do you think you're going to go out to bid anytime soon on the management for the TCC?
Yes, we are. We were in discussions yesterday about finalizing some of the ideas that go along with managing the TCC. We are going to be seeking out some stakeholder input so that we can infuse those ideas into our RFP, and hopefully in the next few weeks, maybe in the next month or so, that we'll have that communication finalized, and we'll go out for management services of our community center.
So there was a recent report that you guys did, a survey you did of your own of the TCC, and it got some press because there were problems with the with vermin in the concession areas. But there's other parts of that report that said that you had electrical problems, you had hazardous materials that were improperly stored, that didn't have anything to do with the Airmark contract.
The caterers, the Airmark.
Right. If you do hire a private contractor, do you have to fix all those problems first, or do they get to inherit them and it's part of the contract that they fix them?
Well, there's an interesting partnership that we have with Rio Nuevo and the TCC in terms of the facility. We are going to infuse millions of dollars to improve the facility, but as mentioned in the report, and even we're very cognizant of some of the safety issues and infrastructure issues that are included with improving the facility. So I would say that our partnership with Rio Nuevo in terms of financing the improvement of the facility is one that we're going to have to take a look at and probably implement before the management part goes in, because the facility in the long run is going to belong to the community, and the long-term success of that facility is going to be requiring an infusion and investment into it. So the issues of electrical problems and public safety problems and hazards, I think, are going to have to be accommodated as we move into the contract.
All right, we're almost out of time, but the five-year road plan has now been is implemented, the one the voters surprised many people by passing. So this is year one is now underway, is that correct?
Yes, year one is underway. We've been in the design phase. We've been waiting for the weather to take a turnaround so they can start the construction part of that. But I think that people are going to be seeing the improvements very shortly.
Okay, Richard Miranda, thank you very much for being with us today. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. All right, coming up now on 1229 on the Buckmaster Show, Mark Evans will be sticking around with us, and Dan Scheer, the editor of the Green Valley News and Santa Rita Sun, joining us in studio as we do our weekly Reporters Roundtable. The governor's race on the Republican side has expanded again. We'll have that story and more as we talk about the week's top stories on the Reporters Roundtable. That's next on the Buckmaster Show. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says President Obama will announce, 1 week from today, the results of his review of NSA surveillance programs. The administration is extending federal recognition to same-sex marriages performed in Utah before the Supreme Court halted such unions in that state. This means that couples will be eligible for federal benefits. The Obama administration is reportedly parting ways with the company that was the lead outside contractor for the troubled federal healthcare website. An American diplomat is going to leave India. The government there demanding the expulsion in retaliation for the recent arrest and strip search of an Indian diplomat in New York. Stocks mixed on Wall Street. The Dow down 47 points, while the Nasdaq is up 2. The S&P 1 point lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. You got to agree, the best parties to attend are the ones where they serve great food. And no one serves it up better than Janos Wilder of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails.
Hi, I'm Janos Wilder, chef and owner of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. You know me through my food because I've been cooking for you for over 30 years now. At Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, we celebrate the urban renaissance that is downtown Tucson. What you probably don't know is that I like to take the show on the road. And when I do, I insist on partnering with a rental company that has the same exacting standards as I do. So when I'm setting off on a catering, I work with the team at Arizona Party Rental. They have the gear that I need to do the job properly. They get it there on time, set it up, make me look good, and help your event go off without a hitch. When you need to rent something for your event, give Arizona Party Rental a call and leave the cooking to us.
Thanks a lot, Janos. Hey, what can I say? Arizona Party Rental. Visit our beautiful showroom on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 reverse osmosis drinking water system is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning. I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit CoxBusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for the Friday Reporters Roundtable. Mark B. Evans is with us. Mark is the editor of Inside Tucson Business. And joining me in studio with Mark is Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. Dan, how are you today?
Oh, hanging in there. Thanks.
We were talking a little bit about the photo enforcement. The county, of course, going dark on the stationary photo enforcement. They'll still be the mobile units
right.
That will, you know, radar guns and stuff. Folks happy down in your area?
We're real happy about it, and the reason is that roughly the two-thirds of Sahuarita that work up in Tucson, and a lot of them take that Nogales Highway up, and I have over the years received literally dozens of calls about that, the radar enforcement there, and so people are real excited to see it go, and they hope it's permanent, but it's been pretty much a bane, and I think for people, the big problem is that they don't like being ticketed without an opportunity to immediately defend themselves. A lot of them admit they're guilty, but there's something about getting a ticket and then having to remember weeks ago what you were doing at what time. But
get a ticket with a picture.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's always a bad
picture.
Did
I look like that as I drove through the intersection? I think we've all been there. Mark Evans, John Kromko, of course, is trying again to get the city of Tucson, get an initiative to outlaw the photo enforcement in the city.
Yeah, he tried that in the spring to put it on the fall election, and he failed. The way the city does their photo enforcement is a little different, and I don't think there's the opposition to it that there was with the county. I shouldn't say opposition. I think it works better than it does in the county. The county was putting up these stationary cameras on high-traffic roads that have very long extensions where people's speed tends to creep up on them, such as Skyline, such as River Road, such as Old Nogales Highway. Where the city, theirs are at intersections for red light running enforcement, and they have shown pretty good stats that show that they have an effect on reducing the amount of red light running accidents at those intersections. And then they use mobile radar that tends to focus on areas where there are high speed problems, including school zones and the like. So I don't see the city pulling the plug on its program anytime soon. With the county, I drive Skyline Road all the time. I say, oh, the camera's coming up, slow down.
Yep, we all know where they are.
And speed back up. Not that I'm a speeder.
No, of course not.
If any police are listening.
Tucson marked the three-year anniversary of the Tucson shootings. The announcement was made this week. Mark Evans, there'll be a permanent memorial at the old Tucson, the old Pima County Courthouse, which seems like a pretty good place for this.
Yeah, I think we needed a memorial. We needed to commemorate that horrible tragedy in a place where, you know, people can go and learn about what happened and express their concerns and their sorrows, and their hope that it doesn't happen again. And that's a good old historic building that's been around for 70, 80 years. This county's moving out of it into the new courthouse. They're going to turn this into a museum, and I think this is an appropriate place.
Well, down in Green Valley, La Posada, our continuing care community set up a memorial almost right away, and there's a bench there, and there's a plaque to Gabe Zimmerman, who was very active in our community and died in the shooting. Representative Barber will be down there tomorrow for an event, but a permanent memorial is always a good thing, and I think it's a good plan. Where it is, I don't know. People are going to be how many people are going to weigh in on that, or how much it's going to really matter. But just the fact that it's there is important.
I like the beyond that we're doing. These beyond events, that the outdoor events that Ross Zimmerman, who was with us on the show this week, he was with me in studio, and he says, you know, these anniversaries, it's nice to mark the occasion, but for him, of course, every day and many times during the day, he's thinking about what happened.
Right, and the Beyond events, especially the first year and then a little bit last year, were very much looking forward. They weren't so much dwelling on the tragedy, although certainly that's an aspect of it. But the Beyond events were really terrific, and I hope that it continues and gets people out there and enjoying the very things that Gabe Zimmerman enjoyed about Arizona.
Terry Bracey, who is our contributor from Washington, D.C. Terry also has represented the city in Washington with his firm for many years, has an op-ed piece, Mark Evans Today, in the Arizona Daily Star. And bottom line is that the piece is titled The Case for Optimism. Terry believes that our region is on the cusp of another era of economic expansion growth.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I was just talking with Marshall Vest this week for a story that I'm doing about him.
And his retirement.
And his retirement, correct. And he also said to me that he's very optimistic about 2014. He thinks it's probably even going to be better than his forecast that he gives to the state for its annual budget processing. There's just a number of economic fundamentals that are in place. There's increases in the decreases in unemployment. Business profits are at all-time highs. All the problems we had with the excess home stock from the bubble collapse of the recession, those have all been bled off, and we're back to a pretty much normal real estate market. All the economic indicators and all the forecasters show steady growth. We're not going to be blowing any doors off probably this year, but there are some opportunities both for the region and nationally that if things happen, we could see a sustained growth over a period of time. For instance, immigration reform, approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which has been described as NAFTA on steroids, I think is the way he wrote it. But free trade has proven itself as something that has been very successful in improving the overall world economy as well as improving the national economy. So if we can get those things accomplished, we could be on the cusp of a lot of economic growth.
And, you know, Bill, we've been hearing these positive reports since probably about 2011, and I don't think anybody really believed it back then, but this is the first time where I'm saying, okay, I'm going to start to feel good about it. And I agree with Mark. Slow, steady. I'm talking to realtors down in our area, developers, business community. Sarita is really moving to try to get some stuff started with Mexico. I'm going to be going to Ciudad Obregón here in the next few weeks to see what our town is working out with them. We'll see, but I do think 2014 is going to be much better than what we've seen in the last 5 years.
It's the Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show at 12:43 on this Friday afternoon. You are listening to Dan Shear of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun and Mark Evans from Inside Tucson Business. The governor's race getting interesting on the Republican side. State Treasurer Doug Ducey announced this week his fundraising efforts are really paying off. $1 million, Dan, in the war chest, and then other candidates still continue to jump into the race. I should say the other candidates that are running are doing so on public financing. Mesa Mayor Scott Smith ends his speculation and jumped into the race. I'm not quite sure if he's going to be running his race on a public financing.
No.
No, he is not. Okay.
And I covered his first mayoral race in 2008 in Mesa when I was at the Arizona Republic, and I didn't think he had a prayer because nobody really knew him, even in Mesa. That's the same thing. That's going to be his biggest problem here in Arizona is name recognition. However, he does have quite a record already to run on down in Mesa. He's accomplished some terrific things. He's the head of a national mayor's group. This is a guy who has gone in and got things done, and this is a guy who really isn't and hasn't been in love with that next office, that next step up. But for him, I think he felt that this was just the natural step. He's 5 years into serving Mesa. He's in his second term now, so he'd have to leave early. But if the voters cast their ballots based on the record, he has got a terrific shot. His problem is going to be name recognition.
It's all about the primary with these Republicans and who turns out to vote. And if it is the typical very conservative base, the person who's, rather than the one that might appear to be the most electable in the statewide election, you could see Smith struggle in the primary, because while he does have conservative credentials, based on the old definitions of what it meant to be conservative, his Tea Party credentials are not that high. Now, the way I handicap it is Ducey and Secretary of State Ken Bennett, who many thought was going to be the heir apparent when he started making noise a year ago, and now you don't even hear people talking about him all that much. It's all about Ducey and his money and now Smith jumping into the race. But you still got Ken Bennett, who could be a significant candidate. You got the wild card with the former GoDaddy executive and Christine Jones, and she's got a ton of money. Who knows what she's going to be able to, how she's going to affect that race with the way she spends her own money. And then you've got the fringe candidates who pretty much have no chance, Andrew Thomas and Al Melvin.
Senator Melvin would certainly disagree with you. He says he's the most conservative
of the candidates.
And if you get, we have six or seven candidates in there, it may be the candidate winning getting a very small percentage.
If it's a Tea Party turnout for the primary, then he's got probably a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
But I think it's really going to come down to Ducey, Smith, and Bennett and who runs the better campaign over the next 7 months leading up to the primary.
And I think there are going to be a lot of surprises from Scott Smith over the next, he probably won't really get going until the summer, but very definitely one to watch.
The flu is rearing its ugly head, Dan Shear.
It sure is. At the end of December, Arizona was one of two or three states that really did not have a problem with the flu, according to stats from the CDC in Atlanta. Now the stats ending at the end of January and our phone calls to Pima County and the state of Arizona indicate that it's hitting us now. And if you haven't been affected by it yet, you will be. And there are a couple of different strains out there, and some of them go very quick, and others are going to, to take you down for several days. But Arizona is now seeing some soaring figures as far as the flu goes, and it's going to get worse here.
Okay, Mark Evans and Dan Shear, thank you both very much. And Mark, we'll listen for you tomorrow with Miguel Ortega on his locally owned show here on KVOI. I think that will be, it's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and Miguel is also writing a column for you.
Yes, he's writing a locally owned column about supporting local businesses.
Okay, so we will listen for that. So both of you, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks a lot.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Hi, and Happy New Year. This is Terry Live coming to you from the brand new Central Arizona Block Grand Opening Customer Appreciation Party. We've got all kinds of fun activities out here. We are right out here on Wetmore on the northwest side, just west of La Toya. And today, you can get 10% off all manufactured masonry products. You can enter to win a $500 gift certificate for 10 by 10 pavers or decorative rock. What a great idea for springtime. Central Arizona Block is owned and operated masonry manufacturer in Southern Arizona. So what does that mean? If you're thinking of doing it yourself or a contractor, CAPCO produces environmentally friendly, energy-efficient materials for any project. They manufacture it. They make it, so they know what they're doing. You can get pavers for a new driveway or building a retaining wall, a fence block for privacy or to secure your animals, specialty block, or beautifully stepping stones for your garden. You know, CAPCO has it all. Come on by and spin the prize wheel. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock.
It's time for the Weekend Watch, hosted by Matt Russell, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Our friends over in Silver City want to urge everyone over in Southern Arizona to think about a nice little getaway to their area. It's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. So much to do, historic downtown Silver City with all the great art galleries, the wonderful hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, and great places to stay like Gila Hot Springs Ranch. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Matt Russell, all-around dedicated foodie, Inside Tucson Business food and beverage columnist and award-winning publicist. Matt, how was the trip to the Big Apple, to New York City?
A visit to New York, Bill, is always a great visit. Unfortunately, I was only on the ground for fewer than 24 hours, but suffice it to say, once we got all the Russell Public Communications work all done, we enjoyed a Manhattan in Manhattan at the great Frankie and Johnny's Steakhouse. We stayed at the lovely Langham Place on Fifth Avenue. So we soaked up as much of the apple as we could in 24 hours and are still celebrating it.
Boy, the Facebook that you posted, the picture of that steak in front of you, man, that was some kind of New York strip that you have. Talk about juicy. I'm sure you consumed that baby in about 5 minutes.
They saw me coming, Bill.
What's going on downtown?
Well, you know, Chef Janos Wilder, Bill, is at it again at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, with a new menu that highlights the native foods of Southern Arizona and Sonora. And on this special menu, you'll find thoughtful dishes like a roasted corn and chipotle relleno, a lovely pork carnitas dish with chorizo and mole, and a mango pistachio cake. That is so Janos Wilder. Now, these dishes are all available a la carte or as part of a three-course meal, and I think it's a great way to celebrate the region that we call home from a culinary perspective and enjoy it from the hands of a gifted chef. Check out Downtown Kitchen for dinner this weekend.
Yeah, make that slice of cake a nice big one for me. Boy, that sounds mouth-watering.
Attaboy.
New winter hours for second Saturdays.
Yeah, more from the downtown news desk. You know, we just love this monthly event every second Saturday of the month in downtown where you can enjoy some great music and entertainment and shopping and, of course, great food. And the calendar reminds us that it's tomorrow, but with new winter hours. So be advised, Bill, that things get started at 2 p.m. tomorrow and go all the way up to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And believe me, there's a lot to do tomorrow, like enjoy some live jazz and blues and Latin bands performing from the Scott Avenue stage. Second Saturday, Bill, should be on your weekend agenda. I know it's on mine.
If our listeners are ever curious about the cuisine from the Spanish colonial period, well, this weekend's your opportunity to find out.
There's an event going on right now down at Tubac State Park where volunteers dressed in period clothing describe the combination of native foods enjoyed by the Spanish soldiers and civilians who lived in Tubac during that Spanish colonial period that you talked about. They're featuring a special display of the bounty of foods from the Old World and the New World and surrounding deserts used by the cooks from Tubac, plus all kinds of great cooking demonstrations and samples. There's still time to get down there in Tubac to enjoy this great event.
How about the column this week in Inside Tucson Business?
Yeah, there's a restaurant in town that has built their menu around the circles of suffering that the poet Dante described in Inferno, and I take a look at the kinds of dishes that were inspired by this classic story. So pick up Inside Tucson Business today, and you can read all about it.
All right, thank you, Matt Russell. Have a great weekend.
You too. Cheers, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Our thanks to Culligan Water. Culligan supplying all of our in-studio guests a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Everyone likes the arrangement. And of course, all the employees here at KVOI like it as well. We've always got plenty of chilled water on hand. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, she is the best. I'm so lucky and fortunate to have Rosemary Brandt as my producer. Rose and myself, we really care a lot about what we put on the air and try to make every minute count. And Rose, thank you very much for your support this week. We're off to a great new year. I want to thank all the guests who were on the Buckmaster Show and all of the sponsors. Next week, we'll be talking about Rosemont Mine. Of course, we'll have our political face-off. And we'll have Mark Sykes with us on Monday. Mark from the Planetary Science Institute here in Tucson. Well, the local talk continues tomorrow morning. Phil Cedar gets things going with our expert talk. Phil's program, The Gardening Show, which I always listen to, try to anyway, at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. That will be kicking things off. And then, of course, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 on Monday morning with Chris and Joe. And then a new show, a new local show from 8 to 9, Christy Simone, with the program he calls The Daily Double. And that program has launched this week here on KVOI. And again, on behalf of Rose and myself, we wish you a great week.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.